Very excited about our next guest who's got a comedy DVD coming out. Tank, what's the name of that DVD?
I believe it's called You Got to Coordinate.
You Got to Coordinate. In fact, that was actually one of the characters he played in. He played that one in Boomerang. Mm-hmm. He's also known as Craig's father from Friday. We have got on the line with us John Witherspoon. Good morning, my friend.
How are you? How you doing there? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the program with us. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Doing fine.
Congratulations on the new DVD, of course.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Is there a website we can go to that where we can follow along your exploits?
I have a webpage called bangbangbangbang.com. Four bangs.
Bang, bang, bang.
You got to remember, four bangs. Three bangs is a porno site.
Four bangs. Bangbangbangbang.com. That's John Witherspoon. How you doing? Now, you have been in so many different movies. You've had the vast career, but comedy, stage, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Is that home?
I like doing movies. It's one thing about it, you stay at home, you don't have to travel so much.
Right.
Which is, because traveling, with doing stand-up in clubs and one-nighters, is kind of tough.
Yeah, it's hard to be the family man raising the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you got some young kids too.
Yeah, I have a 11-year-old son and I have a 19-year-old son.
Wow. So the 11-year-old was that just kind of like a night of passion that you weren't planning on?
Well, no, I planned, but my wife wasn't.
Tonight I'm getting knocked up.
I think I'll get me a bone.
That's awesome. And of course, the DVD is called You Gotta Coordinate. Now, where did you shoot that at?
We shot it in Orange County.
Oh, wow. Which comedy club?
It wasn't a comedy club. Oh. It was like a little small theater that you can rent out there. And it held about 600 seats.
That is
awesome. And it's really a beautiful place. This guy, he built this theater. And he rented it out, I guess, to people. But I'd never seen it before. But it's a very nice room.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, top of the line.
Are there any plans for possible touring? I mean, are you going to be hitting some stages close to us anytime soon, or was that just the DVD project?
I'm always on the road. You know, like this week I'm in Dallas. I go to New York. I'm doing Letterman tomorrow.
Wow.
It's 25th. Going to Denver. I'm always on the road.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm trying to do things where I can maybe not work so hard on the road.
So you're trying to get off the road, maybe get onto a movie set somewhere, have a little stability. Now, what any scripts that you've been checking out?
I've seen a lot of scripts, but you know what they're trying to do now is make me go back to not getting much money when I'm working in a movie. You know, going back to my scale days. I can't work the scale.
No.
So I just told them I just won't be doing any movie until I get paid.
That's right. You deserve it too. I mean, you know, I got to say the characters that you've created, which a lot of them are obviously large parts of you, have really sold a lot of great movies. I mean, Friday would not be Friday without Craig's dad talking about the pig's feet and the hog maw.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. Eating up all the food, all the chillings, all the collard greens, all the pig feet, all the hog maw.
Now, what do pig's feet really taste like? Have you ever eaten pig's feet?
Kind of rubbery, I would imagine.
I've had pig's
feet. You've actually had pig's feet taste?
Yeah, man, they're kind of fatty, but the meat's all right, yeah.
Oh, well, the fresh eat the pig's feet, that's their, they call it the pig, they call it some kind of fancy name.
Couchon du lait.
Yeah.
Well, John, before we wrap up with you, we like to ask three random and disturbing questions, and we were wondering if we could throw these at you.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, well, the first one, do you remember who took your virginity and where it was at?
Oh, boy. I don't know who took it. I think I gave it up. it was a girl that was, I think we were in high school.
Yeah?
Maybe not. Maybe even elementary school. Wait a minute.
Elementary school.
That was a long time ago. And it was over my friend's house.
It was over at your friend's house.
His mother. We used to wait for his mother to go to work, and then we'd hide behind a tree, and then when she go to work, we skip school. When she pulled out, we pull in. We go right into the house.
Okay, question number two. When you pick your nose, roll it, flick it, or both?
Do I what now? Roll it, flick it, and both?
Which way do you go?
Probably just flick it. Well, no, I usually get some paper and take it off my finger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
do a little inspection
the
that
wipe,
way.
That's what it is.
Yeah, the wipe. There you go, the wipe. And last question for our three random and disturbing questions. What was the worst smell you have ever encountered?
Wow. Boy. Worst smell I've ever encountered. I have had several.
You don't have to name any names.
I've had several. But I remember once my wife had to go to her father was had got sick in D.C. and I was taking care of my little kid, and I would change his diapers and feed him everything, but I forgot to wash his butt.
No.
About 3 weeks, and that was kind of harsh when I took the diaper down one day and I said, wait a minute, I think I forgot something here.
Oh, on the line with us, we've got John Witherspoon. You've seen him in movies. You've seen him. Well, now you get a chance to see him on stage. You got to coordinate. That's the name of the DVD. Now you can get it by going to bangbangbangbang.com. John Witherspoon, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
You rock, my friend. Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.